family, peace and blessings to the Mishpacha, everyone that's out there. I want to thank you for tuning in to Health is Wealth. I am Boris, known as V the Preacher, and this show is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association. That's a page on Facebook. Please check it out. And we're coming to you live here on Blog Talk Radio. You're welcome to call in tonight if you have any questions. I want to talk about some health and herbal remedies and living holistically. That number, call in number is 213-769-0910. This is a new platform that we've dedicated to strictly health, herbs, holistic living. And in the coming weeks, I'm looking forward to having certified practitioners on here, those who've studied holistic medicine. There's a lot of books that we ascribe to where we get our information from, but all of this is given by the Most High. It gives us understanding of herbs, medicinal herbs, and things that can help us along the way, as opposed to the alternative, which is deadly as it pertains to the side effects. So, yes, we're anti-vaxxers and pharmaceutical. If you have to do it for a while to maintain your health, while you're weaning yourself off of it, you need to learn about these herbs that can impact your life that have no side effects. Being healthy is a spiritual premise. And I've always said that I can't help people if they're not willing to turn their lives around spiritually, become a holistic person, become a holistic body, soul, and spirit, and connect with your creator. Some people just don't have the ability to lock down and stop eating the bad foods, drinking an excess and abundance of alcohol, participating in sexual deviancy for pleasure and not for connectivity and exclusivity and spirituality. I mention sex because it brings venereal diseases where you run to the doctor to get a pharmaceutical medication to try to alleviate yourself of not only the demons you picked up from that other person, but the diseases that you may have picked up. And believe it or not, a lot of these herbs actually can treat herpes, which is so prevalent everywhere. People don't like to talk about it. They don't tell people about it. They just pass it on and then tell you later because it's everywhere. It's like the common cold now. But believe it or not, there are herbs that can help you to rid yourself of that virus, which falls underneath the cold family and flu family. So we like to discuss alternatives here and talk about those type of things. As I mentioned, you're welcome call in, but it's just going to be a short show. I'll just share a few things with you this evening that you can pass on, do your research, and I advise you and admonish you to go to DuckDuck. Don't go to Google. Google is a misinformation system. I can't bring it up on my phone. I got something said. I think it's DuckDuckGo. That's another search engine. Bing is okay, but Google definitely will mislead you and misinform you, because they know you're looking up all these alternatives and different things. And eventually, Bill Gates and different people are buying farmland now because they want to get rid of all these natural, holistic foods that have natural vitamins and minerals in them to where you don't have to take pills. If you just eat right, steam your food, don't overcook it, you can heal yourself with what you put in your body and how you eat. But if they start dispersing and disseminating a plethora of GMO modified foods that have no nutrition and supplementation in them, then it's just going to destroy your lungs, your liver, along with the synergistic effect of the vaccines, the bad air, bad water, stress, the mass. It's not good, people. And then to take away a gymnasium and take away the ability to come together with like-minded spiritual believers of faith and pray, all of those things are nurturing for your soul, spirit, and body. So this world is unleashing things that could lead to not only the demoralization of our world, but the decay of the human body, the decay. And I don't know if you noticed, but fast food is being pushed. And I have to tell you, I don't know what you're eating when you order fast food. And the restaurants, especially right now with the restaurants, I'm pulling back because they have to make a profit and they've been starved out for a whole year. So where do they cut their costs? Not only the workers, but the quality of food that they're purchasing and what they're putting out. And then the white table salt that they're using to make it taste good to you and the flavorings. It's all cheap stuff that's going to cause you to get sick and causes cancers. It's really a blessing in disguise for you to be able to cook at home and teach your children at home. And people don't understand the blessing that's in that. Don't fall for the trap that when everything else is closed and shut down, the liquor stores and weed stores stay open. They're trying to get you to medicate yourself and waste away. And you've got to keep moving. I had an ultimate goal today, and I'm glad I achieved it. And it's like one of my goals every week is to try to get steps in and exercise at least 3 to 4 times a week. But I and my friend challenged each other to say at least one day, 10,000 steps. And I was able to get 12,000 steps in, and I can feel it in my cardiovascular and in my heart along with the herbs. It makes a difference. You don't have to do something that you don't want to do, which some people have to push themselves to go to a gym or to exercise. Just get out and walk. Go to the beach. Go to the park. Because the trees actually absorb the carbon monoxide. And don't wear that mask once you get into the park or you're on the beach. Ingest all of that oxygen and all of that fresh air. The trees give off fresh air and they take in carbon monoxide. This is healthy and edifying to your spirit, soul, and body. I want to give a little plug real quick on YouTube. I'm doing a little series of short piano snippets called RPM 1 through whatever. However far we get within the year, I hope we get up to RPM 100. But I'm trying to do my part to help with relaxation, prayer, and meditation. That's what RPM stands for. Learning how to relax. Because there's people out here that want to stress you out. Learning how to pray every day, at least once a day, should be 3 times a day. And learning how to meditate. Meditate about the things that hurt you, that haunt you, that bother you, that mess you up, and the things that make you happy, the things that are joyful, and your goals and ambitions. So I try to let that come forward in the little musical snippets that I do. I hope that the music causes you to be taken away to another place and can reflect and just take a deep breath, which is what we so desperately need. Today, we're going to talk about mucus today. What is what it is? Where it comes from? Is it healthy? How to flush an excess of it out? Alternatives, the foods that cause it, and the foods that chase it away. And then before we get into that, there's a young lady I found on Facebook. She doesn't know me. I don't know her, but I'm giving her a plug because her little commercial snippet was really good when I saw it this morning. And she's talking about deodorants. And I've always been an advocate about staying away from deodorants with metal in it, because I found out that a lot of our lotions, toothpaste have fluoride. The water has fluoride, which kills your pineal gland, which is your place of vision and relaxation, and your dream center. But a lot of the underneath your arm is a very sensitive spot that's like a sponge to your body that absorbs all toxins. And for you to use a deodorant that stops you from sweating is a big mistake. Big mistake. Guess who else doesn't sweat? Pigs. Swine. They have no sweat glands. They have a ventricle that comes out the bottom of your leg that releases a brown pus-like toxic and poison. So sweat is good. It needs to be encouraged. What happens is that when the sweat is mixed with the bacteria that's in your body and under your skin, that's when it promotes a smell that's disgusting. But I've been saying for a long time, because Most High rest my mother's heart and her soul and spirit, when she fought cancer, and we did beat breast cancer. They took the lump out, the mass out, but it didn't spread, didn't come back. We beat it. Wasn't all over her body. A lot of people get cut open, and the cancer immediately spreads when the oxygen hits it. But in my studies of medical journals and doing my research, I found out that one of the biggest mistakes people make in remission or while fighting cancer is still taking showers with bad water coming through the pipes that will not allow you to heal from cancer. and putting on lotion and deodorant. All of these things feed cancer like sugar. You're supposed to abstain from the shower and tub unless you have a filter for your shower or your water system is treated inside your home. But the deodorants and the lotions are cancer-causing. Forget smelling good. You're trying to live. A lot of these lotions, I do days where I don't lotion up. I'll go get some extra virgin olive oil or maybe some extra virgin coconut oil. And look, it doesn't have all those perfumes on it, but I'm glad. I don't need them. Don't need them. Now, if you really feel like you need to have a smell or a scent, I've even got to the point where I stop spraying colognes and perfumes on my skin, and I wait till I'm dressed and I spray it on my clothing, because your body does not need to suck up the toxins and poisons that are in these things. So I remember immediately I took my mom off of the deodorants and tried to get her to do more washing up with hot water, because when you boil your water, you kill off a lot of the toxins and poisons that's in our water system. So I advise you to get a water filtration system ASAP. What profits a man to gain the whole world, lose his soul? What good is it to have millions of dollars and your health is waning, to have high blood pressure, cancer, high cholesterol, and not do anything about it? The thing about herbs and supplements is you got to be patient. Your body has to acclimate itself to the herbal adjustment, and you can no longer get used to knowing a quick fix. Now, I know there's times when your body gets out of whack and you're in pain and you need a quick fix, but I suggest that after you utilize that quick fix, that you detox your body. Use some green drinks, some garlic, some activated charcoal, whatever it takes to go on a detox to get the medicines that you utilize for a quick fix out of your body. And then begin to use the alternatives. You don't use alternative medicines when you're in pain. You use herbs and holistic medicine proactively before it comes. Before it comes. And then if you sense it coming on, you double the dose of the herbs. And sometimes you got to just altogether just fast. Like, don't even eat or drink anything. You have to fast. And, of course, everything needs to be done in moderation. Everything has to be done in moderation. Those of you during this pandemic that are struggling with alcohol, I have told you I know. I've been there. I've told you that milk thistle and an herb called kudzu, which is a root, K-U-D-Z-U, will help with the cravings, the urges, and the milk thistle will help with your kidneys, and the kudzu helps with your liver. Beets, olive oil, and onions detox, build the blood, give you iron, and gets rid of the fatty liver. Beets. I love beets, but my body feels the detoxifying power of the beets as soon as it hits my body. Start to feel a little lethargic because it's working. It's like Roto-Rooter. So it's something powerful. Brothers and sisters, if you really want to live a healthy, quality life, and extend your life, know that the Creator promised you long life, but He can't give you this long life if your spirit, soul, body, and mind aren't right. You're fighting against Him and what He wants for you, and it's not going to work out. All right, with that being said, let's go back to the deodorant. I want to play this little clip. Listen to this real quick, and then we're going to get into mucus.
My name is Simone. So let's get down to the basics. What is deodorant? Deodorant is a substance that is used to reduce foul odor or completely conceal odor, especially bodily fluids. And deodorant has been on the scene since the year 1910. So roughly 100 years, deodorant has been on the scene. And many people, including myself, have been using commercialized deodorants that have a slew of chemicals in the product that are harmful to the body and detrimental to the long-term health of one. And here I have a stick of Old Spice, and I'm going to read you the chemical ingredients that is included. Isoprene glycol, water. Let me pause right there, because I need you guys to know, whenever water is present in a product, whatever product it may be, whether it's an internal product or external product, deodorant, lotions, etc., whenever water is present, preservatives are present as well. And preservatives are an additional chemical added to the product in an attempt to combat the threat of fungus or microbes from developing on the product. Because whenever water is present, life is present as well. There's no water included in my natural deodorant stick, by the way. I'm going to continue with these ingredients here. Propylene glycol, sodium stearate, fragrance, PPG3, myristel ether, tetrasodium, EDTA, violet 2, green 6. Now, everything I just read were chemical ingredients combined to create this deodorant stick. Chemicals. Nothing I read were natural ingredients, okay? And I also have an antiperspirant here as well. The difference between a deodorant and antiperspirant is that deodorant combats odor, whereas the antiperspirant combats odor and sweat. And as you know, sweat is our body's natural function. It's our body's natural cooling mechanism. And the antiperspirants fight against our body's natural function. So let me read you the ingredients that is in the antiperspirant here. It says active ingredient, aluminum. Mm. Okay. Let's stop right there. Because the atomic bomb of aluminum is that aluminum attacks our body's central nervous system. So many people, including myself, these years, over the past few years, have been using commercialized deodorant that contain aluminum in it, unawares. And we're purchasing these products to combat our bodily odor. However, the aluminum that's included in the product is fighting against our central nervous system. So it's like a tug of war we've been playing with our own body. So I'm not even going to continue with reading the ingredients in this antiperspirant, because the aluminum did it for me. There's no need to continue on with the other chemicals that's added in this. And let me read you guys the ingredients that is added in my natural deodorant. Shea butter, coconut oil, fragrance, vitamin E, arrowroot powder, baking soda, sunflower oil, avocado oil, apricot oil, sweet almond oil, jojoba oil, argan oil, rosehip oil, and lavender essential oil. Now, all of the products that I just read are in my natural deodorant here, completely healthy, natural, organic, and it's beneficial to the body as opposed to the chemicals that is contained in the commercialized deodorant that are harmful to the body. Against us, and it's not for us. The natural way is the way to go to live healthy. East family, my name is Simone.
Okay, that was on Facebook. Her name is Love Simone. I think she's a friend of my son's. I think she's in New York. But I endorse her. I support her with those products because she's spot on. There's nothing in the world to stop you from making your own deodorant. People are making candles, but nobody caught on to the deodorant thing. So she caught on. But there's, like I said, there's days I actually went to the store and started using a charcoal deodorant that supposedly had no metals in it. But I started itching and breaking out like crazy. I'm not trusting everything that's processed, even if they say it's healthy, holistic, or it's good for you. So I'm contemplating, not only will I support, I'll see what she's talking about at everythingsupreme.com. She's getting a free plug, and I don't even know her, but she's on my Facebook page. But the message was spot on. How dare you put metal and aluminum and chemicals underneath your armpit? You are attacking your own body, making yourself sick. Anything that has to do with aluminum and metals will make you sick. just so you can smell good. I like the lavender oil, the rose oil, the baking soda for sure. I use baking soda to brush my teeth, so I'm quite sure you can use a little bit of baking soda underneath your armpits. Avocado oil, jojoba, so many alternatives, but you don't want to block your pores. You're going to sweat. So once again, society in America is like, you don't want that sweat ring underneath your clothes and everybody sees it. Well, I suggest you try and find some other type of alternative and don't just resort to the Arid Extra Dry, because it's blocking your sweat glands and toxifying your liver. You ever wonder why some people have kidney failure and liver failure and they don't even drink or smoke? It's the food, the air, the lotion, the deodorant, the toothpaste. Every day, your liver and kidney is fighting free radicals. So it needs some assistance. Why don't you help them, your liver and kidney, and your spleen, by flushing them every day? I've gotten to the point now where I don't like to eat until 12. If I do eat, it's going to be some nuts and fruit. But I start with tea. The coffee comes at 12. The food comes at 12. In the morning, nuts, fruit, and tea. Herbal tea. Not in the box. I don't know what's in those bags. I go to the health food store, create my own blend of green tea, nettles, astragalus, a few other things I throw in there, and that's what I drink every morning, and I know my body loves me for it. Detoxing from the fast previous night. Were you saying something about the deodorants?
Yeah, those actual ingredients, I mean, each individually, they're healthy, powerful, and I'm guessing collectively they work well. I'm definitely going to purchase. I'm looking on the website. I'm trying to find your website, to, you know, so we could look into your products. You said Love Simone?
No. Every, hold on, I gotta find it again. Everythingsupreme.com.
Gotcha. Okay.
So check the sister out. I know she's also of the, she knows she's an Israelite, so she's on point with that. So I'll endorse her until I see otherwise. Okay, let's get ready to move on to mucus. Let's change gears and get ready for mucus.
Come on.
Okay, let's see. Let's talk about what is mucus. Let's talk about that. Mucus is a normal, slippery, and stringy fluid substance produced by many lining tissues in the body. It is essential for body function and acts as a protective moisturizing layer to keep critical organs from dying out. Mucus also acts as a trap for irritants like dust, smoke, or bacteria. So mucus in a minute way can be good for you because it's protecting. But having too much mucus will cause sickness because it traps disease and sickness. And when it starts to grow in your body, you get your worse off. So everybody that's talking about, because Dr. Sebi schooled everybody, you know, talking about don't use apple cider vinegar. I don't follow that. You know, Dr. Sebi is very good, blessed by the Most High, but he was not God. I'm going to do what works for me, and I am an advocate for apple cider vinegar, helping to aqualize the body. Let's talk about what causes mucus. It is produced by mucus membranes that run from your nose to your lungs. This is why a lot of people were getting sick, catching this Heineken virus, and it became an infection within their respiratory system. We're going to talk about that too. Every time you breathe in allergens, viruses, dust, and other debris, it sticks to the mucus. And what was happening is that it was getting into people's lungs, which is then passed out of your system. But if it doesn't pass, it causes infection. But sometimes your body can produce too much mucus, which requires frequent throat clearing. So we're going to find out why our bodies are producing too much mucus. always having you waking up, blowing your nose, and having a cough with phlegm in your cough. Too much mucus. When mucus is in your throat, it's called phlegm. Is that thick, sticky stuff that hangs around in the back of your throat when you're sick? Phlegm. So we're going to talk about what naturally kills mucus and different things like that. We already know honeys, essential oils, and warm fluids, but they don't get into it enough. We're going to get in-depth with this. Now, you never want to see red or pink phlegm because that's a warning sign. I know some people are concerned about green phlegm, which is yellow and green, which is a sign of sickness as well. So you want to do research if you're dealing with mucus and phlegm. Now is not a good time to have a lot of mucus and phlegm. So you want to reduce your congestion. Let's talk about 9 mucus-forming foods. 9 foods that help form mucus. Number 1, cheese. You know it's mostly dairy. That would be cheese, ice cream, and milk. We were not created to sit up here and drink cow's milk. It's not for us. We did drink goat's milk because it's high in antimicrobial properties and bacteria, a lot of healthy bacteria, natural probiotics was in goat milk. So we used to drink that, but a lot of people are getting milk and you don't realize it's in your cookies, your cakes, your ice cream. And so it's time to move into an alternative. I know you like cheese every now and then, pizzas, but try an almond milk cheese pizza, or try not to eat as much cheese every month because it's going to build up the phlegm, but we're going to talk about how to cut it down. Eggs form mucus. Butter, that's the milk family. You know, eggs aren't as healthy as people think, but that's another show. Alcohol can build mucus. All types of bread can build mucus. The breads that probably will keep you away from mucus nobody wants to eat, which is pumpernickel and rye. Nobody wants that dark black bread, just like they don't want the dark black man. But pumpernickel and rye are the best breads in the world to consume. White bread is sin on top of sins. That all that white bread causes sugar, and now we're finding out that it's causing mucus too. And guess what else? Sugary treats, donuts, and fast food. But you know what? I'm gonna help you out. If you just have to have something for your sweet tooth, I recommend a few pieces of dark chocolate because it's actually good for you. But the cakes and the cookies and the donuts, you're building up your mucus and it's no good for you. So now I'm going to talk about a few ways to be able to flush mucus, and especially with this pandemic. I've had my 81-year-old father doing it. I've been doing it. Had my son doing it when he thought he was catching something, and it's good for the flu. It's good for every season. And that's a pot, a small pot of purified water, and getting the steam from the water. Now, if you really want to enhance the steam effect, there are different things you can put into the pot to help out with the steam effect. Give me 1 second. I was trying to pull up more information about the steam. One of them is oregano oil. Oregano oil is an essential fatty acid with iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B3, and C. Oregano fights free radicals, inflammation, as well as viral, fungal, and bacterial infections. It is mostly used as an oil. It has been beneficial on the digestive and respiratory systems. It has also been used to promote menstruation. It's been used for the treatment of colds, influenza, fever illnesses, indigestion, and candida. So if you get a pot, now the first thing, the first time I heard about the steam in the pot was from my grandmother and great grandmother, who they didn't have a lot of heat in the home. So to keep the house, the humidity in the house just right and keep it warm, they would put a big pot of water on the stove and let it just boil. That was the humidifier. And believe it or not, it's good because it kills some of the germs and the viruses in the air. But when you go stand over that pot with a towel and you breathe that in, it will open up your lungs and begin to kill the congestion and the phlegm and the mucus. And then to enhance that, you put some oregano oil in there or CBD oil. And hyssop is good for you too. That's in an herbal fashion, but I know they have hyssop oil. All of these essential oils will help with congestion, phlegm, and help the mucus to dissipate. You shouldn't be waking up with a cough where you hear that phlegm in the back of your throat. It's not good. There's a problem. You need to fast and flush your system. You shouldn't hear mucus in your lungs when you're sneezing and coughing. This could lead to serious illnesses and conditions and sickness because that mucus will even quicker. It's like an underlying condition. It quickly sucks up any virus that's in the air. So if there is, in fact, a little creepy virus floating around out here, if you've got a lot of mucus in your system and you're eating bad fast food, donuts, milk, butter, sugar, that's the underlying condition. And then they want you to put on a mask where you're breathing back in all the carbon monoxide, the bad air, the phlegm, the respiratory illnesses, and the bacteria in that mask all day. And then you got the nerve to take the mask off and put it on the counter and put it back on tomorrow. You're defeating the purpose. You're killing yourself. So we have to become mindful of keeping mucus out of our system. If you're not a runner or a jogger, then let it start with the diet and the steam and the breathing in of the steam. These things will alter your life and change your life because they help to fight against sickness and bacteria. I'm a strong advocate for garlic, ginger, and apple cider vinegar, along with turmeric and cayenne pepper. I look forward to doing a show with you about cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper can actually stop a person from having a heart attack, but, you know, sometimes heart attacks are instant, rapid, and people die right away. But sometimes I've seen where people have had chest pains, and I've had it that were about to lead to a heart attack. And if you take some hot water and 3 teaspoons of cayenne pepper, it will shock your cardio and your heart back into functioning properly. It's going to be hard to get down because it's going to be spicy and hot, but it will go to work right away and begin to open up your capillaries and your veins and increase the blood flow. It will open it up right away. That with a healthy diet of L-arginine, which has nitric oxide in it, that opens up your capillaries and helps to deal with the plaque that's inside your arteries and veins that can cause strokes and heart attacks as well. So anyway, today our show was just about mucus, and in dealing with mucus, yes, mucus can cause a lot of problems. But let's talk about, before we go, the different herbs and fruits that can help to get rid of the mucus in your system. First of all, let's see. Let's look at the first hopefully I got the right. We want you to be alkaline. Top 15 herbs that can kill infections and clear mucus from your lungs. As I mentioned, CBD oil. Another one is peppermint oil, because of the menthol that's in the peppermint oil, which can relax the muscles of the respiratory tract and contribute to freer breathing. Peppermint tea. That's very, there's a lot of aromatherapy when you're drinking peppermint tea because you're inhaling the steam from the tea and drinking it. So it has is a duality, the effect. Sage oil. It's a cure for sore throats and coughs by inhaling it. Thyme is an herb that not too many people utilize, but it's highly beneficial in fighting off chest congestion, and it can treat acne better than prescription creams. Oregano. I was able to grow some oregano here at home and dry it out and have my own oregano, and it helps with the respiratory tract and your nasal passages. Licorice root, not that licorice in the store, that candy. There's a root which helps, and it can soften the mucous membranes of the throat. It is a natural cough drop. So you want to look into that. Eucalyptus oil. Elecampane, it's an herb. This herb has been used by Native Americans to eliminate surplus mucus. It can be of great aid for people who are prone to bronchitis and other lung infections. Elecampane, E-L-E-A-C-A-M-P-A-N-E. That's inside of my tea as well in the mornings, elecampane. Let's look at a few other treatments that can be beneficial. To flushing out mucus from your body. Okay. We mentioned ginger, lots of green vegetables. Cucumbers, highly recommended. Highly recommended. Rich in water, potassium, and vitamin C, and they help to cleanse your entire body and your digestive tract. Apples, berries, broccoli, and carrots. All of these things are healthy when trying to flush mucus. And, you know, slow down on the meat. Slow down on the meats, people. They are not necessary every day. Your body has to fight just to break it down, and all the energy and cells it takes to break down red meat, especially medium or rare red meat. That stuff doesn't hardly ever leave your body. You got to do a detox just to get that stuff out. So if I were you, I'd look into a vegetarian lifestyle and eat meats in moderation. I think that's very important. Your health is wealth. And there is nothing better. So olive leaf, oregano oil, hyssop, which comes in a tincture, CBD oil, and a eucalyptus for sure, and peppermint. These things will also help. So you got to get your cardiovascular together. This particular COVID that's going around, it's attaching itself to people's throats and moving into their lungs. And that's when they put the respirator inside of them, which doesn't do nothing but help with the breathing, but eventually kills them. It doesn't get rid of the excess mucus. It does not. Does not. It does not. And if it gets that far, it's pretty far gone. If you're needing assistance to breathe, because chances are your throat and lungs are coated with mucus and your body can't breathe. So this show is very important about getting the mucus out of your body. And mucus also feeds cancers as well. It helps to carry all these diseases and bacteria to your kidneys and liver and your heart. You don't need that. You don't want it. So do the best you can to avoid those 9 foods we talked about. And try to move into the foods that will help you clean your body. From Flynn. All right. Well, that's been my time. Lost Book of Herbal Remedies. You might want to pick that up by Nicole Apellian. The Healing Power of Plant Medicine. That could help you out as well. All right, this has been Health is Wealth. I am the preacher. And thank you for tuning in. And may you stay healthy. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Peace and blessings.